Okay, everybody ready?
Testing, sound check, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yep. All good? We're back on the record, and I'm just going to start from the top. So, good evening. The House Education Committee has been called to order. Today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2026, and the time is 5:06 p.m. I don't know if the other start time counts, but we had a technical problem, and so we are back and up and running and ready to go. Okay, very good. Members present this evening are Representative Elam, Representative Dibert, Representative Schwanke, Representative Eichheit, Co-Chair Story, and myself, Co-Chair Hemshoot. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to remind members to please silence your cell phones. We are in the Betty Davis Committee Room 106 in the State Capitol Building in sunny Juneau, Alaska. Documents for today's meeting have been distributed to members, are available on the table outside the door, and are on basis. And I'd like to thank our recording secretary, Kale Brown, and our moderator from the Juneau LIO, Zach Lawhorn, and our committee aide for this evening's meeting is Ella Lubin. Thank you all for being here for your excellent work. On the agenda, we have one item that is public testimony on House Bill 374. Seeing the large number of testifiers today, we will alternate between testifiers online and in person. Anyone who's not able to stay online to testify, if you have to go, we're planning to go for about 2 hours. If you can't make it within that 2 hours, if you can't stay online, please feel welcome to email us at house.education@akleg.gov. That stands for Alaska Legislature, akleg.gov. Each testimony this evening will be limited to 2 minutes. I request that those wishing to testify today call in or sign up by 6:30, as we are aiming to finish right around 7 o'clock. When your name is called, please introduce yourself for the record and promptly begin your testimony. If you are calling in tonight, please hang up after your testimony. Been a while since we did this, so please be patient with us as we get rolling. So at the I guess we'll just start, and I think we'll go with a couple of folks here in the room to begin with, and then we'll go to some folks who are calling in from around the state. So to start with, I'd like to ask Nancy Bale. Apologies. Brief at ease. And we're back on the record. I totally forgot to open public testimony. So public testimony is open, and we're going to start with Nancy Bale. If you could come forward, put yourself on record, and begin your testimony. You'll have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, Chair Hemshoot and members of the Education Committee, and thank you for the opportunity to speak this afternoon. My name is Nancy Bale. I am a school nurse in Anchorage, responsible right now, for two schools, Whaley School and the ACT program. I also serve on the board of the Alaska School Nurses Association. We appreciate the House Education Committee's support of education funding and your sponsorship of HB 374. Over the years since I was hired in 2005, I have seen state funding wax and wane. Since the late teens, inflationary pressures were not met through state funding. In response, our district has had to consider more and more draconian cuts. This year, the spend down of COVID money and the spend down of district savings have finally unmasked the tough situation we're in. The ASD district budget this year has cut hundreds of positions, and including, for the first time, school nurses who, prior to this, served one nurse in one school. Some cuts were restored, but who will lose under current cuts will be our children. This, combined with mismatch of local and state budget processes, makes the coming year very uncertain. Losing nurses close to your kids will be felt. So thank you. We support that the Education Committee is addressing the gap in education funded with a calculated statutory BSA that will provide better guidance over the long term. and better certainty when budgets are being prepared. Thank you for this, and I welcome any questions you may have.
Thank you for your testimony. Right at 2 minutes. Very well done. Let's go next to one more person in the room. We'll start with, we'll go to Brennan Ashby Barger. If you could come forward, put your name on the record, and begin your testimony. You'll have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for your time. Ubunga atigatitkak napakta mute me akimat makuk. Hello, my name is Brennan. I'm from NOTAC. I'm 17 years old. I support this bill so much because this bill means a lot to us. We need like funding and supplies for our schools. If you can, please vote yay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us. We're going to move next to online folks. We have Paul McDonough from Chugiak. Could you unmute yourself and begin your testimony, please?
Good evening. My name is Paul McDonough. I am an educator in Chugiak and a parent of four kids, and I'm testifying in support of HB 374. I think this committee knows that last year, with the vetoes and the threats of a cut, districts trimmed beyond the fat and into the bone. And while the legislature ultimately restored those funds, the possibility of another veto is uncertain this year. So for that reason, I'm asking the committee not just to pass this, but to make sure it passes with unanimous consent. Districts are hemorrhaging, and they need these funds to plan ahead. Plans can't just be rebuilt between August and the first day of school. For example, my daughter will be an immersion student a year from now, and those programs are 13 years long. So when she starts in kindergarten, it needs to have enough resources to keep them going all the way through. So please pass HB 374 early and decisively, and show this governor that he should keep his hands off his red pen this year. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Patricia Fisher in Meadow Lakes.
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia Fisher. I am a resident of Meadow Lakes in the Matsu Borough. I am speaking in favor of a reasonable increase in the state education BSA. An increase at this time is critical to provide additional funds for the school districts in the state. As you all are well aware, the largest school districts are facing a severe budget deficit. Anchorage, $90 million, Matsu, $23 million, and so forth. These school districts can no longer afford to provide the highest quality public education that our students deserve. Right now, Alaska ranks near the bottom of the state education system. This is our best opportunity to show our support for much-needed investment to get public education funding back on track. If there is an issue as to finding the funding, then find cuts to provide for an increase to the BSA or additional revenue, say, from oil that will pay for the deficit that schools are facing. Please fund an increase to the BSA. A strong education system is the very best thing that you can do for the state. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We're going to go now to the Nome LIO, Anna Rose MacArthur. Could you unmute yourself, and you'll have 2 minutes to testify.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Anna Rose MacArthur in Nome. I'm the parent of a 1.5-year-old, and I'm testifying in support of HB 374 to increase the base student allocation. We need this increase so that our schools and our students and our state overall can thrive. And as a parent of a 1.5-year-old, I am horrified by the persistent underfunding of public education in Alaska over the past decade. And I'm scared that if this underfunding continues, that there won't be the public education available for my child when she becomes of school age. And I'm kept up at night by the question of whether we will need to move to a different state that better invests in public education and leave our life here in Alaska. And for families to stay in Alaska, we must invest in high-quality public education, and that means at a minimum increasing the base student allocation, as HB 374 does, taking a step in that direction. I also support increasing state revenues through requiring S-Corp oil companies to pay corporate taxes, instating a corporate tax for online businesses in Alaska through SB 113, and amending SB 21 so that as oil companies' production increases, so does revenue to Alaska. Alaska needs a fiscal plan. I'm asking you as elected leaders to pass one that funds a thriving public education system for our state. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your testimony. We're going to go now to Kodiak, and then we'll go back to a couple folks in the room. So Cindy Mika in Kodiak, if you could unmute yourself and begin your testimony. You'll have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, co-chairs and members of the House Education Committee. For the record, my name is Dr. Cindy Mika, and I serve as the superintendent of the Kodiak Island Borough School District. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today in support of House Bill 374 and an increase to the base student allocation. School districts across Alaska are facing significant financial challenges, and Kodiak is no exception. Our district is currently facing an approximately $5 million budget deficit. This deficit is not the result of mismanagement of funds, but rather the reality that education funding has not kept pace with inflation since 2011. House Bill 374 would increase the base student allocation by $630 from $6,660 to $7,290. While this is an important step forward, a BSA increase of approximately $1,283 would be necessary just to keep pace with inflation. Last year's $700 increase to the BSA was critical and appreciated. However, even with that increase, our district still had to close an elementary school and use most of our fund balance just to cover our operating deficit. More than half of that increase went directly to providing a 4% raise for all of our staff, an important step in helping us recruit and retain teachers and other employees in a very competitive labor market. Despite those efforts, last month, our Board of Education made the difficult decision to cut nearly $2.9 million in positions and programs. We have also asked our Borough Assembly to fund education at 100% of the local contribution cap for the first time ever. Even with these actions, we have identified an additional $1 million in reductions that will need to occur prior to next year. These reductions mean fewer teachers, fewer instructional supports, and fewer services for students. They include reductions in counseling, nursing, special education, and gifted support, instructional coaching, and classroom aides, positions that directly impact the opportunities and support systems our students rely on every day. Last year, we closed an elementary school, and if our fiscal outlook does not improve, our community is already preparing for the possibility of closing another school in the 2027-2028 school year. Stable and adequate funding through the BSA is essential for districts to plan responsibly and continue providing the opportunities and supports that Alaska's students deserve. Thank you for your consideration and for your commitment to Alaska's students and schools.
Thank you, Dr. Mika. We're going to go back into the room now. If Maureen Hall could come forward, please put yourself on record and you'll have 2 minutes. Welcome.
Thank you, Representative Himshut and Co-Chair Story. My name is Maureen Hall. I'm from here in Juneau, and I'm a retired school nurse and also served a couple years as a state school nurse consultant, and now I am local elected official serving with the City and Borough of Juneau Assembly. I'm here to testify in strong support of House Bill 374 to increase the base student allocation. I would like to talk briefly three different areas. One, I'd like to talk about the history of school nursing in our state. So back in territorial days, one of the early territorial governors said, "What is the point of educating the children if they don't live long enough to utilize their education?" And sadly, that need is still there. It's shifted a bit now that we do have more vaccines and antibiotics, but that is also under threat right now with what's happening nationally. And, we think a measles outbreak would cost the state so much money, and that's just a plane ride away with spring break coming up. In the state historically, just a few years ago, out of the 54 districts, there were only 17 of them that didn't have some level of nursing services. And so with what's happening now, we've seen a steady erosion of school districts having to cut nurses. Juneau was actually one of the first districts. Fairbanks has, and their program has largely imploded without adequate coverage at the schools. It's made it a very stressful job, and nurses aren't interested in taking that. Anchorage and MATSU are looking at it this year. School nursing is part of our hidden healthcare system, and with Medicaid cuts, this becomes ever more vital. We have the Alaska Reads Act with vision and hearing screening, and if you don't have a school nurse there to do the screening, and you also don't have a school nurse as children are being qualified for special education services to rule out any health-related concern that may be impacting their ability to learn, you're not adequately serving those children.
Ms. Hall, if you could wrap up your comments.
Okay.
We're over
Very
2 minutes.
Good. And one last point, out-migration, as we want to attract families to our state, they look for strong public education. So please, thank you for bringing this forward.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Carolyn Storm. And after Ms. Storm, we will go to Frances McLaughlin in Anchorage. Please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you, co-chairs and committee, for taking public testimony. And my name is Caroline Storm. I'm the executive director of the Coalition for Education Equity. We are in strong support of this bill. $630 does not fully cover the anticipated deficits being reported by districts across the state. And just a correction from an earlier testifier, Anchorage is $90 million, not $9 million. The $700 increase last year did not plug the enormous hole left by decades of flat funding. Building insurance, the cost of fuel and electricity continue to consume district budgets. Our children are being robbed of the educational opportunities once provided in this state, and they are being stripped of a well-rounded experience experience that many others have enjoyed in the past. Our kids get one chance, one, at public school, their public school experience, and the state of Alaska may have a constitutional obligation to make it adequate, but we need to do more and make that experience as rich and robust as possible. Thank you, and please pass this bill expeditiously out of committee.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Frances McLaughlin in Anchorage, followed by Cassandra Ayerdes. Please unmute yourself, Frances, and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Frances McLaughlin. I'm speaking in support of House Bill 374. Thank you very much for this bill. My wife and I own a home in East Anchorage. Both our daughters attend public school. My 9-year-old daughter goes to Scenic Park Elementary. My 12-year-old daughter goes to Begich Middle School. They love their teachers and their schools. My wife and I are very happy with the Anchorage School District. My younger daughter, Alice, will have 34 classmates in her fifth grade next year. Her school will have the same number of students next year as they have this year, but they'll have 4.5 fewer teachers. I asked my daughter, Alice, how many kids can there be in her class before there's too many for anyone to learn? She said 20. 35 kids is 15 too many for anyone to learn anything. They will fall behind. They won't learn. They won't be at grade level. My wife is looking at schools in Redmond, Washington, where we're likely to move. You need to raise the base student allocation, or else you'll force me and every parent like me who can buy a plane ticket and move away. It's as simple as that. 35 kids in a fifth grade is way too many. It's It's not just my daughter's class. All the elementary schools in Anchorage are in the 30s. I've checked. Everyone is affected. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Just for the awareness of the folks who are waiting to testify, I'm going to finish up the folks who have gone to an LIO, and others may join at some point, but I'm trying to get to people who have traveled to an LIO, and then we'll go back and forth between people in the room and people calling in from home. So if it feels a little like we're all over the place, that's true, but there is a method to my madness. So Cassandra Ayertas, please put yourself on record and begin your testimony, and we'll follow Cassandra with Susan Ritter. Cassandra, please go ahead.
Good evening, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Cassandra Ayertas, and I'm a parent of a student in the Anchorage School District. I'm here today because the decisions we made about education are really decisions about the next generation of leaders in our community. Every one of us here today benefited from the investment Alaska made in our education when we were children. Our school gave us opportunities to learn, grow, and become the people we are today. Those opportunities helped shape the teachers, businesses, public servants, and community leaders to keep Alaska moving forward. But when families look at our schools today, many of us worry that the next generation is being asked to do more with less. Our children deserve the same opportunities we had growing up in Alaska. They shouldn't have to build their futures on what's left over. They deserve the same investment and opportunity that previous generations of Alaskans received. These students sitting in our classrooms today will be Alaska's future leaders, our future teachers, healthcare providers, engineers, business owners, and community advocates. In Alaska Native communities, we often talk about raising the next generation to lead and care for our people, our cultures, and our communities. Strong schools are part of how we prepare those future leaders. If we want strong communities in Alaska tomorrow, we have to invest in the children that will lead them. I respectfully urge you to support HB 374. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. I know how connected we feel to our schools, so thank you for bringing your heart to the conversation. We'll go now to Susan Ritter in Anchorage. And following Susan Ritter, there are 20 more folks online and roughly that many in the room, and we'll go back and forth between the two. So after Susan Ritter, we'll come back to someone in the room.
Good afternoon. My name is Susan Ritter. I live and work in Anchorage. I'm a special education teacher, and I've been working in this field for over 25 years. Thank you, members of the Madam Chair and members of the House Education Committee, for taking my testimony today in House Bill 374. I support House Bill 374. The PSA needs to be adjusted this year and every year. Our schools, our students must be supported in order to thrive. As you all know, our state constitution states that the legislature will support public education, and it has not fulfilled that promise or that requirement for many years. The BSA is an important part of Alaska's school funding formula. Last year's increase was helpful, but not enough. Without the passage of House Bill 374, all Alaskan schools will suffer. The cuts in education from Anchorage to Juneau to Kenai, Fairbanks to rural schools are simply unacceptable. I know I'm speaking to a wonderful group of educators who understand what's going on in our schools and understand the damage that will be done should we not continue funding adequately our schools. On a side note, my daughter was educated here in Alaska, graduated from West High School, went on to become an engineer, and now currently lives overseas because she doesn't want to work in our state, even though there are great jobs here, but she doesn't feel she's welcomed here because of the lack of other opportunities. So thank you again for allowing my testimony to be heard. I appreciate all of you and work hard to get this bill passed. Thank you again. Have a great day.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go now into the room to Claire Tallis, followed by Padme Javier. Claire Tallis, please come forward, put your name on record, and you'll have 2 minutes.
Good evening, honorable members of the House Education Committee. My name is Claire Tallis, and I'm representing Tok School, Mount Edgecombe High School, and the Alaska Youth for Environmental Action Group. I was born and raised in Tok, Alaska, and I'm 16 years old. I have come before you to support HB 374 because it directly affects the quality of my education. Yesterday afternoon, as I was writing this, I debated why I have to be polite about addressing issues that directly affect my community and me. My personal experience with the education system has been challenging. When I was attending Tok school, it was blatantly apparent that I would not gain the level of education I wanted. There was constant funding issues, inconsistent hiring of teachers, and lowered expectations based on the background of students. This forced me to choose between the best of two bad options, staying in Tok and attending an underfunded school where my parents, siblings, friends, pets, and support system are, or travel 680 miles to Sitka, Alaska to attend a public boarding school, leaving my home and my community to pursue a better education. My whole life, I have had limited control over my education. Today, I testify before you to advocate for my peers and myself. By increasing the BSA in Alaska, you are directly affecting and investing in the quality of our education and our future. Mount Edgecombe High School is a strictly state-funded school. We are not funded by the community of Sitka, and our school is suffering because of failure to raise the BSA according to inflation. When the BSA stays frozen, well, the cost keeps rising, it feels like my generation is being asked to carry the burden. It feels like our future is being cut at the knees before we even had the chance to stand. Mount Edgecombe is my home away from home and my last option for a fruitful education. Please consider this when you make the decision whether or not to fund Alaskan Futures. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you all today and for fighting for students' rights across the state.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go now to Padme Javier. And we, sorry guys, we don't do response in here, so if you could not, you can't boo and you can't clap, but thank you for your passion. I do appreciate that. Padme Javier, please put yourself on record and you'll have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, members of the House Education Committee. My name is Padme. I am from Golovin. I'm a two-year senior at Mount Edgecombe High School. I'm a part of the Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, and my dream is to serve anyone, no matter who they are. As a neurosurgeon, I'm 17 years old. I advocate for Bill HB 374 with all my heart, for my peers, for the world, and to unlock and encourage the potential of our future generations of scholars. Investing to support the dreams of children and teens all across Alaska will not fail anyone. Thank you for all of your hard work.
Thank you for your testimony. We're going to go now to Jennifer Brower in, I'm going to say Utqiagvik, it says Barrow on here, but if you could put your name on the record and begin your 2 minutes.
Hi there, this is Jennifer Brower, and I'm from Utqiagvik, Alaska. I urge you guys to support Bill 374. Our schools are facing rising costs, fewer resources, and this increase in the budget allocation, the base allocation, will help some stability for our district. We're in the north. We're very isolated, and so we need this funding to ensure that students have access to teachers and programs and safe learning environments. It's not just about funding, it's about investing in our future. So please prioritize our students and pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go now trying to make sure I keep it balanced here. We're going to go to Heather Brownman in Meadow Lakes, and then we'll go back in the room after that to Lupin Reifler. So Ms. Brownman, if you could put yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
My name is Heather Bauman. I am a parent, a licensed foster parent, an active community member, as well as a public school teacher in one of the schools that is proposed to close in the MAT-2 if our schools do not receive adequate and stable funding from the state. I support HB 374, and I'm asking you to create stability and to balance the cost increases that we are seeing to adequately educate our children. I want to say I appreciate the increases we received last year. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. My neighborhood school, the school that my husband and I chose for the needs of our son, is potentially going to close. I am having to explain not only to my son, but to other children in our community why their safe place to learn is not going to be there next year, why they are not important enough to get to stay in their safe place, and they now must move. Meadow Lakes Elementary, my son's school and where I work, is a high-need school with a variety of student needs that put students at risk of failure in adulthood. Due to our students' experiences and trauma, ACEs scores, being economically disadvantaged, a Title I school, and the intensive special education needs of our students, the long-term impact of school closures on our students, our families, and our community is irreversible. Research shows that long-term impacts of school closures, more than 4 years, include increased absenteeism, lower graduation rates, and more behavioral and disciplinary issues, all of which impact achievement. States and communities that have lower achievement pay a high cost in economic stagnation and poverty, higher crime and incarceration rates, poor mental and behavioral health outcomes, intergenerational cycles of disadvantage, of being disadvantaged. These are all things that we are already facing in our state. We as Alaskans cannot afford those costs. It is fiscally and socially irresponsible to not fully fund education and pass HB 374. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go back into the room here to Lupin Reifler, followed by Jerrica Areniel. Lupin, if you could come forward. And I just want to add some context to my previous comment, the no booing and no clapping. We don't want folks with a different opinion to feel hesitation in speaking to us. So if you support and they don't, it can make it harder to testify. So we want everyone to feel welcome, so we keep all that inside. But I do appreciate the passion. Okay, Lupin, please put your name on record and begin your testimony.
Hello, I'd like to thank the committee for listening to me today. My name is Lupin Reifler. I am 16 years old. I'm from Denali in District 30O. I currently spend this school year in Anchorage as part of ANSEP, but before then, I've been a student at Tri-Valley in Healy, Alaska, which is right near Denali. I'm also a member of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, Denali Citizens Council, and I've been a member of student council at both of my schools. I am in full support of this bill because I believe that the purpose of the government is to improve lives today for a better collective future, and I also believe that education is the greatest investment in our future as a state. Coming from rural Alaska, lack of educational resources sets students behind, and in more urban areas, class sizes that are too big means that those resources can't be easily distributed. So around the state, classes that are too big, underpaid educators, and lack of resources are all harming our education and setting our students back, and hence setting the future of our state back as well. In the Healy and Denali area, the school is the heart of the community and is something that we all put a lot of time into, and I would not be here if it weren't for the wonderful public school educators that helped me gain this confidence. So I support this bill, and I love the state, and I ask that the legislator supports the state's future through raising the VSA. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, and I learned today not to say Glitter Gulch, so.
That's a commercial area. No one lives there.
Thank you very much. I had a very good dinner there one time. Jerrica Areniel, if you could put yourself on record, and following Jerrica, we'll go back online to Laura Capel. Jerrica, welcome. Please put your name on the record and begin your testimony for 2 minutes.
Hello, members of the House Education Committee. My name is Jerrica Areniel, and I am 17 years old and go to Mount Edgecombe High School. I currently represent Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, the minorities of Alaska, and my peers in Sitka, Alaska. The BSA is a bill that would benefit all the schools across the state, especially Mount Edgecombe High School. As a student who's always tried to take a multitude of opportunities of educational institutions. Out of all three I have attended, Mount Edgecombe is by far kept in the worst condition out of all of them. Students have faced decreases in recreational activities, restrictions to walk around town and or campus due to the lack of security, and face consistent health code violations due to the poorly maintained dorms and academic buildings. Yet students have yet to see any difference in their learning environments. In a summary of what my peers have said, to me. The infrastructure is not okay. There's barely working washers and dryers, and there's mold growing in the dorms and water damage everywhere. This raises major concerns for future generations of students that want to attend this high school, because with their lack of funding, they are at risk of witnessing their home's adjournment. Mount Edgecombe High School has given me such a great opportunity to practice my leadership skills, open me up to create new connections, and have a teacher-student rapport I can look forward to furthering my education. Not only is the school important to me, but my parents as well, who rely on the school for a source of income because they work as residential advisors in the dorms. I attended this school for a better education. I attended this school for the kind-hearted people I met. I attended this school for my future. Please consider this testimony when you proceed to make a decision on the bill and help me protect not only Mount Edgecombe High School, but the betterment of Alaskan education futures, services, and the futures of Alaskan students. Thank you for your time and opportunity for my voice to be heard.
Thank you for your testimony, Jerrica. Really appreciate that. We're going to go next to Laura Capel, president of NEA Alaska, calling in from Fairbanks, followed by Celeste Groden. President Capel, please put yourself on record and begin your two-minute testimony.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Laura Capel. I'm president of NEA Alaska, a union of over 8,000 educators working in nearly every community in Alaska every day. Thank you for this opportunity to testify in support of House Bill 374. House Bill 374 is a meaningful solution to a chronic and widespread problem facing Alaska public schools. The goal of this legislation is simple enough: to provide adjustments to education funding so it keeps pace with rising costs school districts continually face. In doing so, districts will be able to plan, hire educators, and provide high-quality instruction to each and every student who enters a public school. Educators have been experiencing the corrosive impacts of inflation firsthand for years. We continue to show up every single day and do the very best we can to provide caring, safe, and welcoming learning environments for all students. But the unpredictability of the annual budget debate and insufficient funding is taking a toll. Our students are getting the very best available, but it is frankly not enough. Restoring the funding and purchasing power our school districts have lost to inflation since 2017 remains essential. Passage of HB 374 is a crucial step in rebuilding a strong, modern public education system for Alaska. One can scarcely read a newspaper, listen to a school board meeting, or attend a PTA meeting without hearing of the continual painful deficits districts are facing due to a lack of state funding. Academic programs are being cut, class sizes are swelling, school buildings are literally falling apart, and educators are leaving the profession, stressed by a system that does not support their professionalism or the high-quality academics they endeavor to provide. It is our state's constitutional obligation to put Alaska's children first, to look out for their well-being, and give them the greatest public education advantages possible. Please advance HB 374 so we can get back to that most fundamental mission. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Celeste Groden, the president and CEO of Alaska Black Caucus, followed by, back in the room, Kaya Bish. President Groden, could you please put yourself on record and begin your 2 minutes?
Good afternoon, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Celeste Hodge Groden, and yes, I am the president and CEO of the Alaska Black Caucus, a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the well-being of Black Alaskans and other marginalized communities across our state. We believe that education is a fundamental right and a crucial pillar for empowering our community. Today, I stand in strong support of House Bill 374, which proposes to increase the base student allocation by $630. This initiative is not just a financial adjustment, it is an essential step towards ensuring that our public schools can provide equitable opportunities for all students, especially those from historically disadvantaged backgrounds. As you know, many school districts across Alaska, and we've heard this over and over, and we've seen it, including the Anchorage School District and the Matthews Deficit Naboro, are bracing for severe budget cuts. Of course, we also know from witnessing with our very own eyes, these reductions translate into real-world consequences: larger class sizes, fewer teachers, and in some cases, the closure of schools that serve our children and communities. Such cuts disproportionately affects underserved populations. Education is not only a means to better job prospects, it's also a pathway to social mobility and empowerment. We cannot allow the progress we made last year to erode. Despite the funding increases previously enacted, many districts are still struggling to meet the needs of the students. This bill represents a lifeline for our children, ensuring they have access to quality education and the necessary support to thrive. We at the Alaska Black Caucus believe that every child in Alaska, regardless of their background, deserves a fair chance to succeed. We urge you to support House Bill 374 and advocate for its swift passage so we can not only maintain, but also enhance the educational opportunities available to all students in our state. Thank you.
Thank you, President Groudon. Appreciate your testimony. We'll go back into the room now to Kaya Bish, followed by Nevaeh Bish. I hope I'm saying that right. Kaya, please put your name on record and begin your testimony.
Hello. Thank you all for having me here tonight. My name is Kaya Bish, and I'm from Wasilla, and I'm here. I attend Mount Edgecombe High School, and I'm here with Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. I'm testifying in strong support of HB 374 because this funding would benefit all people in Alaska. Funding education will allow for more students to have a better learning environment. Your support will impact future generations of Alaskan students. Issues that can be resolved include school staffing problems, the quality of buildings and dorms, and school-provided meals. Without nutritious food, students can't concentrate on their education. I urge you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Nevaeh Bish. Please come forward, put yourself on the record, and begin your testimony. After Nevaeh, we will go to Amanda Thompson online. Welcome.
Good evening, and thank you for your time. My name is Nevaeh Bish, and I'm in support of House Bill 374. I believe that this bill could help create a better future for education, provide stronger education, and support a safer environment to learn. I live in Wasilla, but I attend Mount Edgecombe High School, and recently, legislators came to inspect our school and found an abundance of safety violations in the dorms alone. I've seen students' mental health decrease living in places like that, but this bill could prevent these things from happening in the future. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go now online to Amanda Thompson, followed by Lori Ruxdeschel. If you could put your name on the record, please, and begin your testimony.
Good evening. My name is Amanda Thompson. I'm a third-generation Anchorage resident and currently teach elementary art for Anchorage School District, and I have two kids in the ESD schools. And thank you, committee members, for looking for ways to help students and teachers this session. We need help. We need the kind of help, however, that will truly make a difference. Just giving the districts more money has not helped. Please add district accountability spending measures in this bill so that any increases go to where us as teachers and parents see it needed most. We need desperately for class sizes to go down. I teach every student in my two schools. I have several classes of young students with well over 23 students. I have a first grade classroom of 30 students. It's extremely rare to have any TA or other staff help in my classes. Have you ever single-handedly tried to get 30 pandemic-born six-year-olds complete a creative project? These large class sizes make it extremely difficult to help students learn. I and my colleagues go home exhausted and frustrated, and it's no wonder so many of them are quitting. I'm not aware of ASD creating a target class size policy, nor working to reduce class sizes, despite the Education Bill AS 14.03 that was passed last year. And so the states, right, in 14.03065, maximum classroom size, each school district shall establish and make available to the public a target average class size policy for each grade level. The target average class size for pre-kindergarten through sixth grade may not exceed 23 enrolled, and the target average class size for grades 7 through 12 may not exceed 30. Please include amendments in this bill that would require classroom numbers in Anchorage to go down. The target policy language was just too optional. Admin salaries could go down too. Many other legislators around the country are helping education dollars go directly to make impact in the classroom. Please follow their lead and put accountability in this bill.
Thank you for your testimony. I'm sorry, were you finished? Sounds like.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you. Yeah, I was just thinking the 30 pairs of snow pants at recess time. Okay, we'll go next to Kathy Bell here in the room. And after, I want to make sure I'm saying that. No, we have Lori Ruxtashel. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
If you could hold off. Yeah. Principal Lori Ruxtashel in the Anchorage School District, if you could unmute yourself and begin your testimony. Sorry for the confusion.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Lori Ruxtashel. I've served in the Anchorage School District for 26 years, including the last 16 as an administrator. I'm currently the principal at Chinook Elementary and a parent of a junior in ASD. I'm calling in support of HB 374. As others have shared, we appreciate your support and sponsorship of this bill. Funding Alaska's public schools is a constitutional duty. The vast majority of Alaska's children attend public schools, and years of continuous underinvestment have brought our system to a breaking point. As you know, the Anchorage School District is facing a $90 million structural deficit in FY27, with at least $42 million projected in FY28 and $30 million in FY29. I wish I could tell you this is surprising. It is not. And as you well know, we have all been living this cycle over and over for years. Next fall, Chinook Elementary, my school, will lose two classroom teachers. This is in addition to previous reductions. Across ASD's elementary schools, the proposed FY27 budget eliminates teaching positions at nearly every single school. District-wide, the PTR increase alone will cut 90 teaching positions at the elementary level, 29 at middle, and 40 at high. Over the past 15 years, ASD has already reduced instructional staff by 33%. This proposed budget adds another 10% reduction to the general workforce. It's devastating, and class size alone will be unmanageable. Some will say last year's 700 increase was enough and districts should manage accordingly. First, thank you to lawmakers who fought for that increase. It showed real courage and real commitment to Alaska's children. That investment mattered, but we must continue. I support this bill, and I urge you to vote yes on HB 374. Alaska's children are worth it. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Principal Ruxtashel. We will now go back into the room to Kathy Bell. Thanks for your patience. If you could come forward, put your name on the record, and begin your testimony.
Hi, my name is Kathy Bell. I'm a constituent from South Anchorage. I've worked with the Anchorage community as a nurse for 45 years, primarily with children. I serve as a director of ASD Healthcare Services. I've worked for ASD for 20-plus years in all grade levels as a school nurse before taking this position. I really appreciate you your time today, and today my ask is to boost is for a boost in school district funding and support of HB 374. I would like to request that you please consider including inflationary adjustment to educational funding in this year's budget. This would make up for the long-term shortfalls in resources for our schools. Our children are our future, and we need to provide quality education and care for them in the school setting. These students will be our caregivers, our laborers, our professionals in all aspects of our lives. As we care for them and our elders now, they'll be doing the same for us in the not too distant future. Thank you for the consideration.
Thank you. Thank you for your work. We'll go now to Maisel Joseph in the room, followed by Erica Burr online. Maisel, please come forward. Put your name on record and begin your testimony.
Gunishchish Khayi Adi Guski Kwan Khenach Mazad Josephi Khaduasak Khutsun Wukan Khatsati. The language I just spoke was illegal in the United States for 200 years, only being made legal 48 years ago. My dad lived for the first decade of his life in a time when it was illegal to speak Tlingit and practice our culture. The Juneau School Board has plans to not fund the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy Program for the next fiscal year due to the $5.3 million deficit. I am in strong support of HB 374 and strong opposition of cutting the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy Program. Until everyone understands me when I speak Tlingit, TCLL's program is not done. It was the United States that funded schools from the mid 1800s to the late 1900s that tried to erase the Tlingit. Alaskan government should support the revitalization of my culture by supporting HB 263. My Tlingit teacher is the most vital in my school schedule. What I learned from Hikla'ish is not knowledge I can Google. TCLL program teachers will be cut if we don't get an increase in budget for the next fiscal year and continuing years. A mother approached me and communicated to me that me speaking Tlingit was the first time her daughter ever heard the language. That is a beautiful connection, but that is not the way it's supposed to be. Wuch in ye dinach tune. Let's work together. Gunashish achet yisa ayi. Thank you for listening to me. Hawk, do your best. There's no time to lose.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Let's see. We will go next to Erica Burr online, followed by Terry Walker. Please unmute yourself and begin your 2 minutes.
Hello. My name is Erica Burr. I am a parent, teacher, and lifelong Sarah Bainson. Hello, Representative Divert. So glad that you guys all are taking time to hear our testimony on this. I'm calling in support of HB 374 to increase the BSA by $630. Of course, we support more, but we understand that we have to make careful decisions here. My primary concern are to increase the BSA in order to support reasonable class size. I'm a classroom teacher. I've been a teacher in the Fairbanks area and basically all of our high schools that are still open for the last 15 years. And class size is really important for teachers and for students. It's crucial that we have enough space for our high school students in the rooms. Literally, when you have full grown adults, or nearly, a lot of our classes are not designed for more than about 25 students. And right now, most of our classes are over 30, or at least the counselors keep adding students because that's where we're at. We need to be able to keep qualified teachers, and having stable and adequate funding allows us to have reasonable class sizes so that teaching can actually be joyful. Teachers can feel connected to their students. They can be effective. Students can feel important and like they matter, like we value them, and they'll stay engaged better. And teachers can teach using effective methods when their students are connected to them. It's very much more joyful and enjoyable, and we can deal with how tiring and challenging it is. Like if I said, I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I left only to pursue one of my degrees to do music and French at St. Olaf College, but I chose to come back and to teach here. And when I started in 2010, things looked really bright. It has been really painful to see the education system that I loved as a student feel like it's deteriorating, like people are choosing to leave, teachers and families. So again, I really want to support increasing the BSA to allow for long-term planning to help communities come together and grow and have a great future rather than facing closures of different schools that really strain the fabric of communities and limit our students' ability to have the success they deserve. So again, thank you very much for taking testimony on this. I strongly support HB 37. We need to be fully funding as the Constitution demands that we support our students, and there is no excuse for not having our schools thrive. We can find the resources, and it's what we value, so we need to come together to make it happen. Thank you so much for your advocacy, support, and keep this bill moving.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Life is busy, so appreciate you taking the time. Before we go to Superintendent Walker over in Kotzebue, I wanted to just remind folks that we need you to try to call in by 6:30. We have roughly, I think, about 20 more people online and just a few more in the room, and so we may finish by 6:30, but we will take calls that come in by 6:30. If we do go past 6:30, we will stick around to get those calls. And if folks want to write in, I want to remind the address to write to is house.education@akleg.gov. Okay, and now we'll go to Superintendent Terry Walker from the Northwest Arctic Borough in Kotzebue, followed by Madeline Bass here in the room. Superintendent Walker, please unmute yourself and begin your testimony.
Good evening, members of the House Education Committee. My name is Terry Walker, and I am the superintendent of the Northwest Arctic Borough School District. I am writing in support of HB 374 and the proposed increase of 630 to the base student allocation. Even with this increase, it still does not cover the 1335 needed to balance the budget. Over the years, the district has been forced to make extreme budget cuts due to a lack of increased school funding to keep up with inflation. While we appreciate the proposed 630 increase to the BSA, it will not fully address our projected deficit for next year. Our district is currently facing a $12 million deficit. This year, we exhausted our usable fund balance to help close the gap for FY26. There are minimal reserves available. As a result, we will need to make drastic cuts to balance our FY27 budget. The $12 million deficit represents approximately 16% of our total expenditures. Without additional funding, we will need to cut a significant number of teaching and staff positions, increasing our class sizes that will require combining classes of 4 to 5 grade levels in our small schools. It will also include cuts to student programs, including sports, career and tech education, and food service. These reductions will significantly impact the educational opportunities available to our students and the stability of our schools. We strongly encourage the swift passage of HB 374 to assist school districts in preparing for the upcoming school year and to help mitigate further harm to students and the communities across Alaska. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much for calling in. We'll go next in the room to Madeline Bass, followed by Sharon Holland. Is Madeline here? Please come forward and put your name on the record and begin your two-minute testimony. Welcome.
Hello, Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for having me here today. My name is Madeline Bass. I'm a 15-year-old student from Juneau, and I'm here today to testify in support of HB 374. My dad was an educator in this state for almost 30 years, and he has always taught me that education is power, and that I should educate myself as much as possible and work as hard as possible. I have loved every second of it. In the classroom, math, science, English, and art showed me so many different worlds to explore. Last year, as a freshman in high school, I had my world rocked by the discovery of school activities. I now participate in National Ocean Sciences Bowl, Model United Nations, Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, and Drama Debate and Forensics. These activities make school worth participating in for me. For others, it is programs like the Tlingit Culture and Language Literacy Program, welding, cooking, and more. However, when our district is facing a $5.3 million deficit, we see these programs being put at risk, and we watch our worlds as students shrinking. Today, I can see that my dad was right. Education is power. I am this year's public forum debate champion, and without my education, I would have never accomplished this. Without my education, I might not have felt encouraged to join my activities, which means I never would have found my community, met my best friends, found my voice, or my passions. By allowing school districts to suffer from inflation, lack of infrastructure, cut programs, and more, you are taking away the worlds of students. This means you are in turn taking away the hope for an Alaskan-led Alaska. In the future, my sister, who turned 12 last week, wants to be a teacher. In Alaska, we should be giving her an education system that can help her get there, or better yet, give her an education system that can give her the freedom to change her mind. Please pass HB 374 and give us the ability to harness our power in education and explore every world. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Sharon Holland, and after Sharon, we will go to Jamie Burgess and Noam online.
Good evening. My name is Sharon Holland, and I am a librarian in the Anchorage School District. Last year's $700 increase to the BSA was appreciated and meaningful, since schools hadn't had an increase in years. But since we had had one-time funding of $680 for a few years, it was essentially $20, a $20 increase. And it didn't eliminate the need. It just decreased the blow. At my elementary school, class sizes will still increase. Positions have been cut. We don't have a counselor, an assistant principal, or a full-time secretary, and we're still facing close to a $250,000 deficit. My district, the Anchorage School District, has a projected deficit of $90 million for next year. It's not that we aren't living within our means. It's just that our means aren't keeping up with inflation. I know that state finances are not at a place such that everything that everyone wants can be funded, but the education of our children must be a priority. I support a $630 increase to the BSA. It is appreciated, but I'm also asking that the BSA be inflation-proofed. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Before we go to Superintendent Burgess, I also want to give the phone number for calling in for folks who might be watching this on, AK Ledge TV. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Juneau, you can reach us by calling in at 907-586-9085. If you are in Anchorage, you can call 907-563-9085. And any other place in Alaska, you can call us. Maybe any other place in the world, you can call us at 844-586-9085. And with that, we'll go to Superintendent Jamie Burgess with Nome Public Schools in Nome. Welcome. Please put yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you. My name is Jamie Burgess, and I am the superintendent for Nome Public Schools. I appreciate the opportunity to debate and testify in support of HB 374 and an increase to the BSA. This is my seventh year as superintendent for Nome Public Schools, and every year a significant portion of my advocacy work with the legislature has included school funding conversations, so this does feel a little bit like deja vu. While my district, like many others, was very grateful for the increase to the BSA passed last year, it still represents underfunding of our needs, resulting in the challenge once again to find ways to reduce and trim an already extremely lean budget while attempting to prioritize a high-quality education for our students and still recruit and retain high-quality educators as well. Inflationary price increases in many areas that we cannot cut, such as energy and insurance, continue to erode our budget. And as it stands, we are facing a budget deficit of up to $1.2 million this coming year. This may mean reducing our staff by six or seven teachers, resulting in large class sizes and or multi-grade classrooms at our elementary school of 300 students, a lack of core course offerings every year at our high school, cutting performing and visual arts, and potentially defunding some or all of our athletic teams. The Nome Public Schools boys basketball team has been the state 3A champion for the past 3 out of 4 years and is returning to the tournament next week. I know that sports, band, drawing, and other elective offerings are often the difference for some students staying in school or dropping out. So having to consider these cuts is not pleasant for me and very unpopular with our community. Our governor is fond of saying Alaska is open for business, and Nome talks a great deal about the expansion of our port and what that might mean for the future of our city. If we genuinely want to attract businesses to Alaska and our communities, high-quality, well-funded schools should be one of the top priorities of our leadership at every level. Please commit to investing in our schools, our children, and our future, advancing HB 374. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go next to Audrey Brower in Anchorage. After that, we'll go back into the room to Lon Garrison. Audrey Brower, if you could unmute yourself and begin your two-minute testimony. We are listening.
Hi, my name is Audrey Brower. I'm 9 years old in fourth grade. I go to Bowman Elementary in the Anchorage School District. It's the largest pre-K through 5 elementary school with 500 kids.
I'm calling to support HB374 to increase the BSA. Right now, my school will lose 4 teachers, which means classrooms will start at 40 to 45 students per class, with combos of 2 to 3 grade levels. This is not okay for me and my friends. We can't even fit that many kids in one classroom. Me and my friends love our teachers. My school supports kids with all different abilities and backgrounds, including kids with autism and special needs, kids who are gifted, kids who don't have a lot, kids who speak different languages and come from different countries. We have a choice program called the Bowman Optional Program. We also have a very nice neighborhood program. What makes our schools so special is our community. The people in our community help run fun clubs like Kindness Club, Pokemon Club, and soccer. Everyone gets a great education in a neighborhood school. I know people care about this bill. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony, Audrey. Appreciate you calling in. We'll go back into the room now to Lon Garrison. If you could come forward, put yourself on the record, and begin your testimony. Welcome. And after Mr. Garrison, we'll go to Emily Brubaker. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you, co-chairs of the House Education Committee and the committee itself. For the record, my name is Lon Garrison. I'm the executive director of the Association of Alaska School Boards, which represents locally elected school boards serving across the state of Alaska. And I'll just say, my testimony is going to be nothing compared to what you've heard already. It's pretty hard to follow that. ASB strongly supports House Bill 374, which would increase the base student allocation to $7,290, a $630 increase in Alaska's public school funding formula. Recent research by Mike Bronson that was presented at the House Finance Education Subcommittee illustrates a concerning trend in Alaska's education system. His analysis showed that inflation-adjusted value of the base student allocation declined and class sizes increased and student performance, particularly in reading, also declined. That trend reflects a simple reality. When resources shrink, educational opportunities shrink. House Bill 374 represents an important step towards reversing that trend and by restoring some of the purchasing power that schools have lost over time. Even after last year's $700 BSA increase, it only accounted for 39% of the inflation gap that was addressed, leaving more than 61% yet to be addressed. ASB's 2026 legislative priorities call on the legislature to invest in public education and continue increasing the base student allocation to restore the value lost to inflation and protect educational quality statewide. Why does this matter? Well, because student success begins with opportunity. An opportunity to learn in a well-resourced classroom, opportunity to work with highly qualified educators, an opportunity to participate in programs that engage students and prepare them for their future. When students have those opportunities, achievement improves. And when students succeed, they gain access to career pathways, post-secondary education, and meaningful participation in Alaska's workforce. Ultimately, those student opportunities translate directly into community opportunity, and strong schools help communities, large and small, attract families, develop workforces, and sustain healthy economies across the state. House Bill 374 is a meaningful step toward restoring the necessary resources to support those opportunities. So on behalf of Alaska's school boards and the communities they represent, we respectfully urge your support for House Bill 374. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Before we go to Ms. Brubaker here in the room, I want to remind folks, if you're in the room, Ms. Brubaker is the last one on our list, so if you're in the room and you would like to testify, you have to sign up on the sheet outside the door, and that's how we get your name and know to call on you. So if Emily Brubaker could come forward and put your name on the record and begin your two-minute testimony. We're glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you very much. My name is Emily Brubaker, and I am a ninth grader from West High School in Anchorage. I am also representing Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. As a student under the Anchorage School District, I have been extremely disappointed in the outlook of education in Alaska. I am here to testify in support of HB 374 and in raising the BSA. The Anchorage School District is currently facing $90 million of debt. This is not a result of mismanagement of funds by the school district, but as a result of continuous crippling underfunding for the entire state. For example, in the Anchorage School District, we have closed multiple elementary schools over the past few years due to low attendance and high costs. As a result, class sizes for surviving schools have been getting bigger and bigger, reaching up to 45 students per class. This is impossible for our already overworked teachers to manage. On this topic, our district is planning to fire and let go many hardworking teachers and nurses, simply because it cannot afford to pay them. Alaska is already losing teachers because of dismally low pay and non-existent retirement and pension plans. We have a hard enough time attracting and keeping qualified professional educators, only to be letting them go due to underfunding in Alaska. Additionally, countless extracurriculars in ASD like sports and clubs are getting completely cut, opportunities that the youth of today will never get to experience. On top of this, educational classes like art and music are being eliminated, as well as the educators who teach them. School districts are doing all of this cutting, they're trying their best, and it isn't enough. Raising the BSA would improve education quality for all students in Alaska. $630 per student is a monumental step on top of the $700 from last year towards providing us, students, with the opportunities we need to thrive. And if that is not enough incentive, the opportunities to stay and work in Alaska to continue higher education and to continue our lives. Investing in students is investing in the future. Please pass HB 374 out of committee and support Alaska's future. Thank you for hearing my voice today.
Thank you for your testimony. We're going to go back online now to Patricia Knatzer down in Craig, followed by Sarah Lewis. Patricia, if you could put yourself on record and begin your testimony. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Patricia Knatzer. I've been living in Craig, Alaska since 2012. I am testifying in support of House Bill 374 and the proposed increase to the BSA. I serve on our school board and am a parent of two children in our Craig Public School District system. Over the past several years, I have witnessed our school district gradually being affected by the flat funding more and more each year. While last year's increase did help, it did not keep pace with the inflation schools have experienced. The cost of operating schools has continued to rise, and school districts are facing higher costs for fuel, utilities, transportation, insurance, and staffing. A meaningful increase to the BSA will help stabilize school funding and allow districts to continue providing quality educational opportunities for students. As a school board member, it is very difficult to see our teacher population dwindling due to lack of funding. We have cut our budget as much as possible and are now facing multi-level classrooms as an option to cut additional faculty. School districts across Alaska are being forced to make difficult decisions that affect staffing, programs, and opportunities for students. We as a school district have transitioned to a K-12 counselor, music, PE, and field teacher. I work full-time as a nurse and see the effects in our clinic, as well as due to students struggling with mental health and lack of resources. Even these cuts are not enough to meet our budget needs. Our schools need the state of Alaska to support us to continue to stay open. This is especially needed in rural and remote communities such as Craig, who have nowhere else to cut. I want the best for not only the future of my children, but the future of all Alaskans. Please support House Bill 374 to support Alaska's future.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go next to Sarah Lewis in Fairbanks, followed by Akara Anglin in Anchorage. Sarah Lewis, if you could unmute yourself and begin your testimony.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Sarah Lewis, and I live in Fairbanks. I'm calling in because I want to sincerely thank the House Education Committee for bringing this bill and keeping public education at the front of the conversation for everybody. Education advocates fought hard last year, and we won. But I'm going to trust that everybody in the room already understands that that fight was just to maintain our status quo. We've been strung along by one-time funds for years, which ultimately means that the increase we fought so hard for last year was really just $20 over the year before. And thank goodness we didn't fall even further behind, but I think we all understand that $20 doesn't even come close to an annual cost of living adjustment such as defined by the federal government, which ranges between 1 and 2.8%. So to state the obvious, $20 is an increase significantly under 1%. Yet we expect not just the same from our schools, but more every year. The fact is, even if HB 374 passes, next year's BSA would still fall short of the inflation-adjusted value of the BSA in 2011. We continue to have less spending power than we did 15 years ago. This is unacceptable. Public education is the very infrastructure upon which mobility, opportunity, and well-being in our society are built, and it's especially true in Alaska, where schools are community hubs. There are evacuation points. They're the place where many kids can depend on breakfast and lunch, and they're even hostels, whether for a single visitor in remote areas or for several dozen students from everywhere in the state gathering for student governance, which is how my kid got to go to Ikeavik. Our schools and the people who fill them are doing remarkable, important work that keeps Alaskan kids secure, sheltered, fed, and informed. They're the front lines in the system that keeps our kids safe, but somehow we've supported them so poorly that now buildings are literally crumbling around them and resources are few and far between. I feel frustrated going into another year watching the Department of Corrections overspend by millions and AIDEA dig hundreds of millions of dollars into unmonitored investments. And yet, whether or not the legislature will prioritize the well-being of our state's most important resource, our kids, is considered undecided and has to be parsed out and picked apart year after year. Our kids deserve better than this. As a lifelong Alaskan, I want to see the legislature continue what they started last year. Keep investing in education. It is our state's only path to long-term viability. We can become a thriving and productive place where people love to live. Thank you for supporting HB 374.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go now to Akara Anglin, followed by Kate Veh. Oh, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but Akara, could you please unmute yourself and put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Good evening, co-chairs and members of the committee. My name is Akara Anglin, and I am a parent of two and an educator to 140 students daily within the Anchorage School District. I am testifying in support of HB 374 to raise the BSA. This year, many schools in my district are facing critical staffing losses, including full-time nurses and security personnel. These positions are essential for student safety and well-being. My school nurse alone has had to call for emergency services twice this school year. Without these roles, students cannot fully thrive academically or socially. As you've previously heard, districts across Alaska are having difficulty balancing their budgets and are facing the closure of school buildings and programs to do so. These challenges are leaving families like myself frustrated, uncertain, and concerned about students' basic needs being met. HB 374 could help districts get closer to providing a level of PTR that allows deep understanding of standards. It could provide a step in the right direction for retention of the educators. It could provide support services meeting students' basic needs. As both a parent and an educator, I urge you to support this bill so districts can serve students safely, effectively, and equitably. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Before we go to the next testifier, we have about 5 minutes until we would like people to already have signed up to call in. So we don't have anyone else in the room so far, but if you do want to testify, the numbers to call in Juneau are 907-586-9085. If you're in Anchorage, it's 907-563-9085. And other places can call 844-586-9085. We'll go now to Kate Veh in Soldotna. apologies. I really don't know how to say your last name, but please unmute yourself and begin your testimony.
Hi, this is Kate Bay. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. You sound great.
Okay, I'm in Sildotna representing myself. For years, I've seen students get financially thrown under the bus in favor of giving tax breaks to the rich, and this is unfair. Last summer, the federal government gave massive tax breaks to billionaires after cutting the U.S. Department of Education. I would rather our government invest in education than yachts, mansions, private islands, and luxury jets. Support HB 374. And remember, midterms are this year. Vote for people who will fund education and health care. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Evelyn Trefon in New Haven. Evelyn, could you please unmute yourself and begin your testimony?
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee for giving me this opportunity to testify today. I'm calling on behalf of myself. My name is Evelyn Trefon, and I live and work in New Haven, Alaska, located in Southwest Alaska. I work for the school district of Lake Peninsula School District, and we have pretty much cut everything that we can. We are down to 150 school days for students. We have community-funded breakfast, lunch, and snack programs. We're no longer, our meal programs are no longer funded by our school district because there just isn't any funding to provide the meals for the kids. So it's on the backs of our communities now to be able to do that for our students. Within communities, there's only so many dollars. And if you take the dollars from one pot of money and put it into another pot of money, then something is going to suffer. And that's where we are in our communities. Things need a change at the state level. 58% of our school district budget, it relies on funding from the state level. And it is the state's responsibility to be able to provide funding for our school district to thrive and for our students to succeed. So I am calling in support of this bill. Again, thank you for this opportunity to testify today.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go now to Lori Chikoyak in Nikiski, followed by Jackie Hansen in Craig. Lori, can you unmute yourself, please, and begin your testimony?
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Lori Chikoyak, and I'm a parent in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. And in disclosure, I do work for the school district as well. Public schools are a foundation in our country. Without a high-quality education, we fail our children and we fail our society. To provide and achieve the best education, we must have appropriate funding. As a parent, I want my daughter to continue having a school in our community so she doesn't have to travel far to go to school. And I want programs that support her educational experience while at school. Whether she wants to do wood shop or art or dance or take extra science classes, I would like her to continue having those opportunities. She has amazing teachers and coaches and good friends who help her socialization. Our district, like many others, is facing tough decisions on ways to keep our school open. There will be cuts with the current funding level. I am asking each of you to please support House Bill 374 and to look for ways to provide better funding on an ongoing basis through our state, whether it's recouping all the financial means that we can or other ways, so that we can continue supporting our children and having a rich society in Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go next to Superintendent Jackie Hansen at Craig City School District in Craig, followed by Howard Maxwell. Hi, Jackie.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Jackie Hansen, and I serve as Superintendent of the Craig City School District in Craig. I've dedicated more than 20 years of education to Alaska. I'm a longtime resident of Prince Wales Island. My family actually built our home in Craig, and my husband's a retired Alaska teacher, and my two sons, who have now graduated, proudly attended Alaska public schools. With that said, this community and our schools are deeply personal to me. Last year, the legislature passed House Bill 69 and ultimately overrode a veto to increase the base student allocation by $700. We appreciated that investment, but districts are still struggling because it did not keep pace with the rising cost of operating schools in Alaska. In fact, last year's district needed a BSA increase of approximately $1,800 just to keep up with inflation. Fuel, utilities, transportation, insurance, and staffing costs continue to climb, particularly in small rural districts like ours. In the Craig City School District, we had to absorb the loss of three certificated positions, 2.5 teachers, and a half-time administrative position. While that doesn't seem like much, that is roughly 15% of our certificated staff. These are not just numbers. They represent programs and support for students. While districts like ours are making these painful staffing reductions, some districts across Alaska are facing the heartbreaking reality of closing schools. House Bill 374 represents another important step towards restoring stability and predictability to Alaska's education funding system. Schools should be able to focus on educating students, not constantly managing reductions and uncertainty. As I shared last year, schools are the heart of communities like Craig. Investing in education is investing in the future of our kids, our workforce, and our state. I respectfully urge you to support House Bill 374. Thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Howard Maxwell in Fairbanks, followed by Polly Carr. Howard, if you could unmute yourself and begin your testimony, please.
Hello, good evening. This is Howard Maxwell for the record. Chair Hemshoot and Story and honorable members of the House Education Committee. Thank you for taking the time to listen to input from Alaskans. And also thank you very much for your work as public servants. And to those of you who are educators, thank you for your service in our public schools. I'm calling today as a 43-year resident of Fairbanks, a parent of two, and a grandparent of two. My kids went through the public school system in Fairbanks and graduated about 15 years ago. They had an excellent education. They were able to participate in sports. They were able to take a wide array of electives, including CTE classes, sciences, foreign language, art, and music. They were able to attend classes that had under 28 students in them, and they were led by excellent, well-seasoned educators who did a great job. I'm worried the story might be different for my grandchildren, one of which is a kindergartner. I'm calling today to support HB 374 and any increase in basic student allocation that you can enact. We want to provide excellent education for our youth. It's pretty clear what's most important. It's really not very complex. Number one, we need to attract and retain well-trained and dedicated educators who stay in our communities. Number two, we need to have classrooms with small enough number of students in them that will allow educators to do their jobs effectively. And number three, we need enough diversity in coursework so that we can produce well-rounded citizens who can stay in Alaska and become part of our workforce. These three things will be enabled by adequate funding. And without that, we will continue to see folks leaving our state, teachers heading for the exits, and a general denigration in the quality of public education in our schools. So please support an increase in education funding. Without question, our youth should be your number one priority as legislators, for without substantive funding increases, I'm very worried about our future. Thank you for your time and for doing the right thing. And thank you for your hard, oftentimes thankless work.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go to Polly Carr next, followed by Lily Boron. So, Polly Carr from Anchorage, if you could unmute yourself and begin your testimony.
Hi there. My name is Polly Carr, and I've lived in Alaska for almost 30 years. I'm proud to be raising my daughter, who is a freshman in the Anchorage School District. I'm testifying in support of House Bill 374. We need to adjust the base student allocation this year and every year so our students, our schools, and our economy can thrive. I was glad to see the legislature approve the BSA increase last year, but it only amounted to about $20 from the previous year because of the strange way that our state funds education. Our districts are starving, and you've heard many stories tonight. Huge class sizes, teaching positions being cut, more schools closing, some rural districts being forced to choose between feeding students or supporting sports. In the Anchorage School District, is trying to find ways to cut its budget by $88 million. In addition to impacts on our students and schools, which are obvious, the funding cuts are also having visible hits on our economy. For example, my husband works in small business, and every single week, he comes home with stories of longtime customers coming into his store to either say they're canceling their monthly membership or leaving the state because of what is happening to our school every single week. I'm tired of our local school districts getting the blame for funding cuts. It is written into our state constitution that the legislature should provide for a system of public schools open to all children defined by the courts to require adequate funding. And I'm also tired of testifying repeatedly in support of education funding. It's like Groundhog Day every year asking the same questions. Why do we fund our prisons more than we fund our schools? Why do we sit here stagnant while people leave our state? Why do we think we can do more with less and less? I want to raise my daughter here. I want my family to continue to make a living and be proud of this place. Let's pursue that vision for Alaska. Please support House Bill 374. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go next to Haines Superintendent Lily Boron, followed by Megan McBride. Superintendent Boron.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members of the House Education Committee. For the record, my name is Lily Boron. I'm calling on behalf of the Haynesboro School District, where I'm currently the superintendent. This is my 27th year in the district. I was a teacher here in Haynes for 21 years and the K-12 principal for 5 years. Thank you for receiving testimony. I'm calling in strong support of HB 374. Our school district is at a serious crossroads. As our long-term teachers have retired, we are unable to fill those positions. We're simply not able to recruit and retain educators with the current funding. Low wages, no defined benefit retirement program, and the high cost of living has created a perfect storm, and our students and communities are paying the price. Over the past 5 years, the Haynes School has had an average 40% turnover rate each year. Even when our teachers want to stay, they simply can't afford to, given what we currently pay. This year, we have 8 out of 20 teaching positions turning over. We've struggled this year, even with last year's increase to the BSA, and thank you for that, and with our borough contributing to the cap more than they have ever done so before. We couldn't afford a new bus cap contract this year when the old one expired. We cut our library program. We haven't been able to fill our special education teacher positions. Our IT director computer teacher is retiring after many years, and despite being advertised for months, we don't have a single qualified applicant. We've had a 34% increase in health insurance costs over the past 4 years. Haynes School serves approximately 250 brick and mortar and homeschool students in grades K-12. It's the heart of our community, and it's also an economic driver for families looking to move here. We've cut, we've consolidated, we've deferred maintenance, and at this point, there simply is no more breathing room. Without a BSA increase, without adequate funding for student transportation, major maintenance, and mandated programs like the Alaska Reads Act, our school will not be able to remain solvent. A BSA increase of 1,283 is necessary to keep pace with inflation and ensure that all students have access to quality education, resources, and opportunities they rightly deserve under our state constitution. This bill is an incremental step in the right direction, and I appreciate your work on it. Thank you for your continued support of education, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go next to Megan McBride, followed by Molly Hickox.
Hi, this is Megan McBride. I'm calling from Anchorage. I'm a parents here, and I want to say thank you to the House Education Committee for introducing HB 374. I'm so glad that you're looking at a permanent increase to the BSA rather than the one-time funding that we've seen for most of the last decade. And this will really provide districts with the assurance that these funds won't be going away so that they can make the investments that they need in their districts.
I want to give a shout out to all of the youth who have been testifying. Their testimony is so powerful. And I hope you are listening to them. You've heard from many people that districts across the state have had to make just impossible choices for how to balance their budget. And even though there was a big increase in the BSA last year, we are still way behind our buying power from, say, 2011. In order to match up with that, my calculations show we need to increase the BSA by 1,400 this year. So 630 is a good start. And those years of underfunding or one-time funding have just not kept up with inflation and rising healthcare costs and the cuts that our districts have had to make or the deferred maintenance that they've had to do is piling up. Our students are the ones suffering the consequences. I want to share an ICER study that shows that Alaska's education spending is below the national average by 15%. When adjusted for cost of living, we all know that we have a higher cost of living. And so when we take that into account, ICER found in 2023 that our per student spending was significantly below national average. I also want to point out to anyone who argues that we need to be critical of schools for our performance records, that when schools had more funding and more stable funding,
Ms. McBride,
we did have better performance.
Ms. McBride,
thank you.
Okay, it's been 2 minutes. Do you want to add a closing comment?
Thank you for addressing the BSA. We need to do it every year. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. We'll move now to Molly Hickox, followed by Chris Aguirre, who is our last testifier tonight. So, Molly Hickox, please unmute yourself, put your name on the record, and begin your two-minute testimony.
My name is Molly Hickox. Good afternoon, or good evening now, members of the House Education Committee, Madam Chair. I am an elementary school principal in Anchorage, and I'm here today to urge you to support HB 374. We continue to need an increase to the BSA that will make up for the years of underinvestment and that will allow districts to provide the level of services that our students deserve and that is required under our state constitution. As you're aware, the Anchorage School District is facing an over $90 million budget deficit for next year. We are looking at the potential following impacts. One, increased class sizes. In my K through 5 elementary school, my classes will average between 29 and 30 students per class. This is significantly higher than what the legislature recommended last year through HB 57, which has a target of 23 students per class for elementary schools. Second, the Alaska Reads Act. Classes this large at the K through 3 level will severely impact my school's ability to meet the requirements of the Alaska Reads Act. With minimal support staff, it will be nearly impossible to get our intervention group sizes down to the size needed to make meaningful progress for our youngest readers who need the most support at this critical age. Third, reduced instructional support. Our district has had to make painful cuts to reading specialists and instructional coaches. These positions are critical in helping train and support teachers in how to teach reading effectively. Without their support, a principal becomes more of a crisis manager rather than an instructional leader. This will impact the academic achievement and particularly the reading achievement of our youngest students. And last, teacher retention and recruitment. One of the most concerning aspects of underfunding is what this does to our workforce. We are continuing to ask teachers to do more with less. Class sizes are increasing and support staff positions are declining. I currently have teachers who have not yet committed to next school year because they are concerned about class sizes. This will add to our already critical problem of teacher recruitment and retention. I urge you to support a permanent, meaningful increase to the BSA that accounts for inflation. Our students are worth the investment. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. And we will finish our evening with Chris Aguirre, the interim superintendent at Dillingham City School District. Please put your name on the record and begin your two-minute testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Chris Aguirre. I'm the superintendent of the Dillingham City School District, and I'm speaking today in support of HB 374. We support HB 374 because it provides school districts with more stable, predictable funding increases as they plan for student staffing and services. School districts across Alaska have been working through years of flat funding, while the cost of utilities, transportation, health insurance, and employee compensation has continued to rise. In a district like Dillingham, these pressures are real and impossible to ignore. When school funding falls behind rising costs, districts are left choosing what to cut and what they can no longer sustain. This means fewer staff, fewer student opportunities, and less certainty for families who depend on strong, stable schools. Districts across Alaska have made clear that the current level of funding is not enough, and Dillingham is no exception. Our own budget picture shows that without a stronger BSA, the real reductions remain on the table. HB 374 gives districts some predictability, and predictability is what allows us to plan responsibly, retain staff, and protect opportunities for students. I appreciate the committee's time in taking up this bill and respectfully ask to move HB 374 forward. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your testimony. And seeing no one else in the room and no one else online wishing to testify, we are going to close public testimony on House Bill 374. And I want to thank everybody who called in and who made the visit to testify in the room today or who went to an LIO to testify. Appreciate that effort and the input. This concludes our meeting for today. Our next meeting is Friday the 13th, 2026. Yeah, heavy sighs. What could go wrong? It's going to be great. As a reminder, the committee's email address for anyone wishing to send us testimony is house.education@akleg.gov, and public testimony can be sent to that address. So with no further business before the committee, this meeting is adjourned at 6:48 p.m.